So when I dedicate my life, my existence, my worship, I am dedicating my worship to whoever created me. I don't want to talk about the name firstly, because the concept is more important. If someone is saying Allah, Allah, and they are meaning a stone, then obviously that is totally wrong and unacceptable. And now, let me take you further. One might question, in fact, the question was posed to me. So who did create you? So the answer I gave was, whoever created me, I know he is one. And whoever he is, I dedicate my whole life to him. Have I taken a risk? Obviously, the answer came, no, no risks, nothing. But now, how do you know he is one? There might be different creators for different people or different creatures. The sun might have a god, the moon might have a god. But we need to recognize and understand and sit and think how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sat and thought.
مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِذَا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَٰهٍ بِمَا خَلَقَ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Allah says, Allah does not have a son. Allah has not taken a son. This is obviously in clarification of the statement that some of the non-Muslims or some of the Christians make, saying Allah has a son. Allah does not have a son. And there is no other creator who has created anything with Allah. He doesn't have a partner. Why? Allah explains why. And who discovered this on his own? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah says if there was more than one creator, then each one of them would want to prove that they are better than the other, and they would want to go above the other to say, my creation is better than yours, and there would be disturbance.
لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا.
Allah says if there were gods with Allah, then the earth and the skies would have been corrupted by now. Ibrahim alayhi salam thought to himself, if the sun had a creator and the moon had a creator, why is it that there is no argument between the two? And every single day the sun comes out at daylight, at daytime, and the moon comes out at night. If they were separate creators, at least once the sun would have appeared by night because of an argument. Can you ever have two presidents of one country? Two chiefs of one village? We went to one village in Zimbabwe. After we gave a lecture on the oneness of Allah, the fact that He is one. The concept that Islam is based on monotheism. We believe in one Allah. The chief stood up and accepted Islam. We asked him, what is the point that made you turn to Islam? Do you know what he said? He said, I am one chief here. I can't imagine another one. I can't imagine a trinity of chiefs. I can't. So I understand this concept and it's mine. I accept it and I declare it. Because he understood who is Allah. He understood that there is one creator whom we have to dedicate our entire lives to. So I said, when we are sick, we say, O owner of cure, cure me. Don't we say that? Ya Shafi, Ishfini. When I want sustenance, what do I say? O you who is the owner of sustenance, grant me sustenance. Have I taken a risk? The owner of sustenance has heard me. And I can add an extra statement. The statement that I did add when I was discussing with this particular person. I said, O you who is the owner of cure, whoever you are, I want you to cure me. Why did I say whoever you are? Because I want them to ask a question. So who are you really talking about? That's why. Oh, you whom I'm going to return to. And we've got to understand this because we've got to take this message to the non-Muslims. And a lot of the people around us are Christians. Allah is going to ask us. We've got to explain to them. Oh, you whom I'm going to return to, whoever you are, I want you to have mercy on me when I return to you. Have you taken any risk? No risk involved, nothing. No one can tell you you are wrong. Now, obviously, naturally, a question came. What is the question? I'm sure a lot of you might have it in your mind. So who is Allah? The Christian is asking, so who is Allah? You are telling me that you don't take names. So who is Allah? So I explained. Allah is a name that He gave to Himself. It means, and I'm going into the meaning of the word, it means the worshipped one, the one who is worshipped. Aliha ya'lahu is a verb in the Arabic language, and al-ma'luhu huwa Allahu. The one who is worshipped is Allah. So that word Allah means the one who's worshipped. And we call him that because he called himself that, and he required and he ordered us to call him that. But he says in the book, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Definitely the worshipped one has many, many names. So use all the names and qualities to call out to him. When I'm sick, I can either say, oh, you who I worship. In other words, oh Allah, cure me. That's one way of saying it. The other way, the better way, is to say, Ya Shafi, oh, you who is the owner of cure, cure me. That's a better way. Because Allah requires and requests that we use the beautiful names of Allah. When you want sustenance, one is to say, Ya Allah, grant me sustenance. The other is to say, Ya Razzaq, urzuqni. Oh, you who is the owner of sustenance, sustain me. When you want to be protected, one is to say, Ya Allah, protect me. You will be protected, inshallah, because you know who we are calling out to. But the other is to say, O owner of security, O protector, protect me. O you who is the owner of peace and stability, grant me peace, not only externally, but even inside my heart. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala ta'atik. O worshipped one, O you who is the one in whose hands are the hearts of the people, keep my heart steadfast on this deen. That is the concept of godhood in Islam. Now there are no risks involved. And the minute you say, oh Muhammad, cure me, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the highest of creation. The highest of creation. We do not have a doubt in our minds. But are we allowed to say, oh Muhammad, cure me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Na'udhu billah, we are not. Because as soon as you say that, that risk factor comes into play and Islam loses its value. Because then we become just like the Christians who begin to say, oh Jesus, cure me. Oh Moses, cure me. We can't say that. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all the Anbiya, alayhimu salatu wassalam. So this is the concept that we need to understand. Now the one who created me, he sent a book.